Well, I wanted to send my mummy an Easter card last week, and I went to a local supermarket, and I was amazed. They had a row of Easter cards that was like from here to the end of the church, and I just went along the row looking for an Easter card from my mummy. It's all I wanted, and one that wasn't too expensive. And but I was amazed. There were Easter cards with Easter flowers on them. There were cards with Easter bunnies on them. There were cards with Easter chicks on them. And there were cards with Easter lambs on them. And there were cards with Easter eggs on them, and lots of eggs. But I couldn't find an Easter card about Jesus. And then I found one, and I bought it, and it was the only one they had. And so I sent it to my mummy. But it made me think about the Easter story and the fact that many people don't understand what the Easter story is about. And I thought, well, let's think about this, and let's try and work out what the Easter story is. So I thought, let's have a game with a jigsaw, okay? We're going to have a jigsaw. Jigsaws have lots of pieces, and you know, there are two ways to do a jigsaw. There are two ways of doing a jigsaw. You can either force the bits in to, you know, squeeze them in, push them in, or you can put them in the right place. I've got some competition here. So if anyone would like to help me with this, I'd be very grateful. Okay, we've got our jigsaw, and I want you to help me get the pieces in the right places. And here are the pieces. I've picked 9 pieces of the story. Okay? 9 pieces. There are many more pieces in the jigsaw puzzle of Easter, but these are the ones I've picked out from the 4 Gospels, and I want your help to put them in the right order. Can you help me put them in the right order? No, you can't? Some of you would like to help me put them in the right order, wouldn't you? Yeah? Okay, the way we're going to do it is, I thought this had a laser on it. It doesn't have a laser on it, so I'm stuck. Okay, so which of the 9 do you think is the first piece of the jigsaw? How are we going to do this? Shout out which of them you think is the right piece.
Top left.
Top left. Anyone agree? Try again. Pardon?
Top right.
Top right. No, it's not the top right. Hey, I've got one. Hey. This is so powerful. Laser. Right. Is it that one? Yes or no? Is it that one? Is it that one? Yes, it is, isn't it? So the first part of the story, Jesus is crucified. John 20 says, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. So that's the first part of our jigsaw. Okay? What's the second bit of our jigsaw? Is it that one? Is it that one? You don't sound very convincing. Is it that one? Is it that one? Is it that one? Okay, yes it is, you're right. The second part of the story is that Jesus is buried in a tomb. John 19 says, at the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb, they laid Jesus there. So we've got 2 pieces of the jigsaw, right? What's the third bit, do you think? Is it that one? Can we all join in? Is it that one? Is it that one? Is it that one? Is it that one? You're right. That's right. The tomb was empty. The women went to the tomb early in the morning and they found it was empty. They saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. Wow, that's 3 parts of the story. So which is the 4th part of the story? Is it that one? 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 Yeah, you're right. It was dark. That's why the picture's dark. And the women meet an angel. At the tomb, the women met an angel. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." So we've got four parts of the story. What comes next, do you think? Is it that one?
No.
I can't hear you. Is it that one?
No.
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 You don't sound very convincing to me. Is it that one?
No.
Yes, it is, because Mary stayed by the tomb and she meets Jesus. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." He was alive. So which is the sixth part of the story, do you think? Is it that one? That one? That one? That one? It's one of them. So which is it? Which is it? Is it that one? Is it that one? You've got there, yes, because Jesus met the disciples. He visited the disciples. It says in John's Gospel, "On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.'" Wow, the disciples were visited by Jesus. So which is the next part of the story? Is it that one? Is it that one? Is it that one? Is it that one? We need some consensus here. You've got a 30% chance of getting it right. So, start again. Is it that one? Is it that one? You're right, yes. Because who wasn't present on that first day of the week? Who wasn't present with the disciples? His name was? Thomas. That's right. Thomas wasn't there. But Jesus came back just for Thomas. And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus told him, "Because you've seen me, you've believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." He's talking about us. We haven't seen Jesus. Do you want to say that? Thank you. But we have believed. That's right. That's the seventh. So which comes next? This is getting easy peasy. What comes next? Is it that one?
No.
Is it that one?
Yes.
You're right. Yes. Jesus met them in Galilee. He fed the disciples. He fed the disciples some fish that he'd caught earlier and some bread he'd made for them. They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. He met them on that first day of the week without Thomas. He met them again with Thomas. And now he met them a third time on the Sea of Galilee. So, which is the last bit of the jigsaw puzzle we haven't heard yet? Is it that one?
Yeah.
That's right. Because there are many other occasions when Jesus met with the disciples, because it would have been a much bigger jigsaw had I put all the bits in. But this is the last bit. Because Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, sent the disciples out to tell others the good news. He said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." He told them to go and tell other people about his resurrection, his death and resurrection. So that's how the nine pieces of the jigsaw all fit together. But there's one piece missing. There's one piece missing that's not mentioned in the Gospels. Did you know that? There's one piece that's missing that's not mentioned in the Gospels, which I think is more important than all of the other nine pieces. Because it's the piece that people can see today. Do you know what the piece is? It's the church. The church is living evidence of the resurrection of Jesus. We're here today because of the resurrection of Jesus. Because the disciples obeyed the risen Jesus and took the message to others who shared it with us. And that message of Jesus' death and his resurrection is at the heart of the Christian faith. Just like the disciples, our fears of death and the future are relieved. Our doubts are removed. Jesus is alive and with us by his Spirit. Our sins are forgiven because of the cross. And we have the assurance of eternal life because Jesus rose from the dead. And like the disciples, we have a mission. We have a purpose, a new purpose for living. Now, if you have never understood the jigsaw puzzle of Easter, and if you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then now is the best time to do that. And on the back table are some little booklets that summarize the Easter message. And I invite you to take one away with you before you leave today. And I'm going to say a prayer, and I invite you to pray it with me, either because it's the first time and you want to be a follower of Jesus, or it's an opportunity on Easter Sunday to renew your desire to follow Jesus. So let's say these words together. Lord Jesus, say them together. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying in my place to take away my sin. Thank you for rising from death to give me the free gift of eternal life. Thank you for being my friend forever. Help me to know you better, become like you, and serve you for the rest of my life. Amen. Thank you. And now you can go back to your seats.